Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, the Amirul Mokhtar Podcast, where I talk about digital marketing, e-commerce, startups, and all of that jazz. So today, I'm going to talk about metrics to look at when making decisions with Facebook ads. This is definitely the most frequently asked questions that I get when I meet up with business owners or marketers. They would show me their ads, or those that don't even know about Ads Manager will show me their boost post insights on their phone. And then they will ask me whether results are okay or not. So I totally understand why, because when I started out with ads, not knowing which metrics to look at was the thing that stopped me from moving. Like, I didn't know, okay, what next? What to do next? How do I know which one is working best? Which one I stop? Which one I increase budget for? Or which one do I change targeting or anything else? Right? So, yeah, even the, like, what kind of creatives works well, copywriting, how do I know all of that, right? So, I didn't want to use my gut feeling because I was scared that the result would get even worse. But then, after 6 years of running ads for different businesses, I finally understand that which is the right success metrics to look at is not actually the main concern when you are at that level where you're not yet at the scaling up stage. Now, scaling up is a different story. So if you're already at that stage, then you should already know what to do, right? So today, I just want to focus on those who are still figuring out how Facebook ads work. There are two kinds of metrics that I'm actually going to discuss today. And the first one are metrics that is directly related to your business goals. Even before you start your first campaign, you should already have a business goal in mind that you want to achieve by running that particular campaign. If you don't, then you need to figure that out first, because that's really important. Usually I would start with a top of funnel campaign. The business goal here is to drive cold traffic to the website. In other words, I want to introduce the business or my brand to people who never heard of us before. There are many ways to do this particular campaign, and I'm not going to go into it today, the technicals, I mean. I just want to focus on the metrics. So yeah, after I ran that particular campaign, the metrics that I would focus on are those that directly they represent my goal. So directly related to the goal, which can be so for the cold traffic, maybe landing page view or even product views. So that's something that I want to focus on for my cold traffic campaigns. As you can see, based on that example, I am the one that determines which metrics define success, not any general rule of thumb or industry best practices or whatsoever. I'm the one that set which metric I want to define success with. So the most important metrics to look at are metrics important to that particular campaign. Say the next campaign I would run might be a retargeting campaign. So after the cold traffic campaign, I want to do a retargeting campaign that promotes the products to those who viewed the product page, and the goal is to get them to check out. So in that case, the metrics I'd be looking at might be the conversion rate from views to checkout, which is not even available in the Ads Manager. You can't see this report. It is in Facebook Analytics, but it's not in the reports in Ads Manager. So we'll need to do manual calculations for this. So even though it's not in the Ads Manager report, but it's important that I measure it because it's related to my goal, which is to get people to check out. Right? So that's my goal for that particular campaign. And one thing to remember, the data means nothing if you're not putting it in context. A 1 ringgit cost per landing page view doesn't mean anything by itself. So you have to put it in context. Now say that I got 1 ringgit cost per landing page view with an ad that has a CTA button, a call to action button, compared to a 2 ringgit cost per landing page view with an ad that only has a CTA link in the text. So none of that, shop now, learn more. So the first one, the 1 ringgit cost, has a button, maybe shop now. And the second one doesn't have a CTA link. And I got 2 ringgit cost per landing page. Now, that makes more sense, right? Compared to the first, which is just one. Okay, I got 1 ringgit cost per landing page view. It doesn't mean anything. So you have to compare it with something. And that's where when you do testing, so you want to compare at least two things. So yeah, so that it makes more sense. And then you can, you are able to make a proper decision. So you need to put that data into context and analyze it. So it doesn't have to be like, okay, CTA button versus no CTA button. It can also be the same ads compared to previous weeks. So this week, the cost increased maybe 2 to 3 ringgit compared to last week, which is much lower. So then you can decide, okay, what to do next. The second group of metrics are what I call troubleshooting metrics. And these are metrics to look at when you're not getting any data on the important business goal metrics talked about earlier. So first, you want to look at reach. After the review process, your ad should run and you should get some reach. Say your business goal is product page traffic, like earlier mentioned. So after 24 hours, you're still not getting any traffic. That's when you want to look at reach. Your ad might not be running yet due to different factors. So it can be like a lot of text, or your ads are not approved yet, it's still in the review process, or it has been flagged due to many different factors. Then say, okay, in another situation, say after 72 hours, you are getting a good amount of reach with your ad, but you're still not getting traffic. So that's when I would look at click-through rate. Low click-through rate, like less than 1%, will tell you your ad is not getting people to take action. So play around with like call to action, or make the ad message more relevant to the people you are targeting. You know, run some tests. Because what click-through rate tells us is that, okay, out of so many impressions, how many people are actually taking action? How many people are actually clicking on your ads to go to your website? So if you're getting a lot of impressions, but you're not getting clicks, you will get a low click-through rate. So that's what it means. And, you know, common sense by logic, if that's the case of low click-through rate, means your ads is not relevant to the target audience. It doesn't mean that your ad sucks. It's just, okay, you have to tweak it. Is your message relevant to the people you are targeting? So maybe you have to change your targeting or change your message. So you have to test. I'm not exactly sure unless I'm doing it. So you have to test a hypothesis. So you can say, oh, I'm getting click-through rate because the targeting is not correct. So you play around with different targeting. And that's how you know. The next troubleshooting metric is frequency. If you're getting good results and then suddenly performance drops, frequency might have something to do with it. Frequency shows you on average how many times a day the same person sees your ad. One of the reasons why performance drops is because those that would have taken action has already taken action. I mean, how many times can the same person take the same action, right? These are just the basic things to look at to just give you an idea of how to use data and analytics to figure out why something happens. So of course, there are lots of variables in play when it comes to why something happens. It's good to always ask yourself why and looking at different data points to get some clues. There are no exact guides that you can follow. What I like to do is ask myself why. Come up with some theories or hypotheses and test them. It's an ongoing process. Okay, that's the end of this show. Thanks for listening to this episode of my podcast. And if you like it and find it valuable, please like and share with others that will also find value in this. And don't forget to subscribe, because we have lots more topics to discuss after this, as well as we'll be having a special guest joining me for this podcast. Okay, so until next time, bye-bye.